reading this morning is Jonah chapter 2, but I will read Jonah chapter 1, verse 17 to start the reading. And the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. And you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs, but I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord." And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us all pray. Speak to us, O Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak to us, O Lord, for your people are listening your voice. In Jesus' name, Amen. A devoted lady, a believer, had to do a lot of traveling because of her business. Flying made her very much nervous, so she always had a habit of carrying her own Bible along with her. It so happened that once she was sitting beside a man in the flight. Now, when this man saw this lady pulling out her Bible and reading from the book of Jonah, he gave a little chuckle and he was smirking at her. The man asked, "Do you really believe this guy was swallowed by the fish?" The lady says, "Oh yes, I do believe it, because it is written in the Word of God. It's written in the Bible." The man further asked, "Well, how do you suppose that he survived all that long time in the fish?" The lady says, "Look, I am not sure, but when I'll get to heaven, I'll surely ask him." Now the man asked sarcastically, "What if he is not in the heaven?" "Then you better ask him," replied the lady. We must have heard the story of a prodigal prophet, and Jonah too describes the prayer. We must have heard the story of a prodigal son, and Jonah too describes the prayer of a prodigal prophet, and that is Jonah's prayer. Now, reading the text, we may feel that Jonah is very much at the bottom, at the deepest point of his life, either spiritually or geographically. Yeah, that could be right. But did Jonah arrive here suddenly? Just at once? Well, if we look at the first chapter of Jonah, which mentions the disobedience of God, here the Hebrew verb yarad is mentioned repeatedly, at least 4 times. This Hebrew verb yarad, it means to go down. And it helps us to see that Jonah's current position in the belly of the fish is not a sudden one, rather it was a step-by-step degrading journey. I want to highlight those four instances. On the first instance, Jonah chapter 1 verse 3, he went down to Joppa. Second instance, in the same verse, Jonah goes down into the ship. Third instance, verse 5, he goes down to the inner part of the ship. And the final instance, Jonah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, in the fish, he goes down to the depths of the sea. Someone has mentioned like this, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. We may be feeling the same like Jonah, that right now we are at the bottomest point of our lives, maybe too deep. If that is the case, then better to look back and ponder when I kept on disobeying God in one after another way. Now Jonah chapter 1 may describe to us that Jonah's journey turning away from God could be a downward journey, but that is not the end. Jonah chapter 2 describes Jonah's turning back to God is an upward journey, which helps Jonah to realize God's grace and God's purpose. And I want to highlight three revelations, three truths that we can learn from Jonah's prayer. First truth, God still listens. God still listens. In first verse, we can see that Jonah finally turned back to God and he prayed from the belly of the fish. And in the following verses, Jonah describes how intense his situations were. But you know what? Even the depths of the sea couldn't hinder his prayer reaching to God. Even the depths of the sea couldn't hinder Jonah's prayer reaching to God. If God could hear him there, then there's nowhere we cannot pray. If God could hear him there, then there's nowhere we cannot pray. In second verse, Jonah mentions, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Isn't this one of the common reasons even for us today to reach out to the Lord? When everything is going on well, we hardly remember the Lord and we forget him. But when trouble comes our way, and after we have made futile attempts in rescuing ourselves and nothing good is coming out from that situation, then only we seem to turn to God for help. In fact, this could be one of the reasons, this could be one of the purposes why trials come to our lives, to drive us closer to God in prayer, to make us more dependent upon him instead of on ourselves. So as Jonah went deep down, his spiritual eyes were open. As Jonah went deep down, his spiritual eyes were open. Though in confined state, though utter helpless, but amidst his helplessness, Jonah found that he is fully, totally dependent upon God. If we are feeling that we are going downwards, if we are weak, if we are helpless, then let us take courage from 2 Corinthians 12:9, where the word of the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, my strength, my power is made perfect in weakness. Church, we do not have a God who forsakes us in our weaknesses, in our trials, in our helplessness, but we have a God who is our ever-present help in times of need. So even if we are feeling that we are going down, let us not turn our eyes from him. Let us not turn our focus from him. Psalmist correctly mentions in Psalm 16 and 8, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Many times, as children of God, we wandered in sin. And sometimes we feel that our prayer doesn't make any difference to God. It's meaningless to pray. We question and we doubt ourselves why God would bother to listen to our prayers. We see God's chastening hand upon us, and we feel that, yeah, the Lord Almighty has turned against us. But in reality, God allows trials in our lives precisely to bring us in repentance back to Him. And this is an assurance that we have today, knowing that whenever we cry out to the Lord, He does answer us. He doesn't keep us on guessing or waiting indefinitely for an answer. Jonah says, "Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice." The Hebrew had an understanding that Sheol is the place where the dead go to. And Jonah refers himself as being in Sheol, which means he considers himself as good as dead. Now, when Jonah cried out to the Lord from the place as good as dead, the Lord still heard Jonah's voice. What a comforting thought for all of us, and especially those who are feeling and experiencing intense, severe situations. Those who are feeling that we are in a place, in a situation as good as dead. But the Lord can still hear us, and the Lord will surely hear us. The Lord is able to hear us if only we are willing to cry out to Him. Do you know why God will hear us? Do you know why God will hear our prayers? Because Jesus Himself descended to the lower parts of the earth, and He is the same God who conquered the death. He rose again and became victorious. And because he conquered, Romans 8:37 says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Second revelation which we can find from Jonah's prayer: God still reigns. God still reigns. In verse 3 he mentions, he goes on to say that it was the Lord who threw him into the sea. He doesn't attribute his being into the sea to the sailors, but rather to God. It means that Jonah was implying that God had his hand in casting the lots when it fell upon him. Jonah knew for sure that if the Lord wanted to do something, then no one and nothing could come in his way. If the Lord wanted to do something, then no one and nothing could hinder his way. And this is same for us as well, church. If we don't do what we were called and chosen to do, the Lord can do whatever it takes to remind us of our calling and purpose in our life. If we don't do what we were called and chosen to do, the Lord can do whatever it takes to remind us of our calling and purpose in our lives. So Jonah admits that God is in control, and he reminds us that we can trust Him no matter how dire our circumstances are. The next truth which we can highlight from Jonah's prayer: God still delivers. God still delivers. In verse 4, Jonah mentions, "Then I said, I'm driven away from your sight." Have you ever felt as though God had cast you aside because something wrong that you have done? Just remember, if God seems far away, then He is not the one who moved. If God seems far away, then He is not the one who moved. If our fellowship with God seems broken, then the remedy for you and me is same as Jonah, which mentions, "Yet I shall again look upon your holy temple." in verses 5 to 9, we can see how intense Jonah's circumstances were. He says that his soul fainted when he was losing all the hope of survival. What did he do? He remembered the Lord. How severe his situations were. The waters came over to take his life. The deep surrounded him. Weeds were wrapped about his head. He was at the root of the mountains. No matter how far he went, he wasn't away from God's control. And later Jonah proclaims, "Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God." God delivered Jonah. Now, we may be experiencing drastic changes and intense situations right now. It could be intense tension within the family, severe and ongoing health issues, maybe anxiousness or loneliness or depression. Could be some major issues at workplace or even in marriage. We may be feeling surrounded and wrapped within those situations and tensions. But let us remember that we are not away from God's control. We can never flee from His presence. And as God delivered Jonah, God is there to deliver us and to uplift us as well. As Jonah turned away from God, Jonah realized that resisting God, running from Him, it was like being an idolater. But now turning back to God, Jonah makes a triumphant declaration. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And in anticipation of receiving God's mercy for his rebellion against God, he is also anticipating to live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. In the final verse, as Jonah turned back to God, God sends his deliverance for Jonah. It says, "The Lord spoke to the fish." It means the fish worked at the command of God, isn't it? The fish worked at the command of God. Just as much as the fish was under the command of God to swallow Jonah, similarly, the same fish was under the command of God to release him back. What does it show? If God can speak to a fish, he can speak to us as well. If God can speak to the fish, he can speak to us as well. Probably fish won't resist in obeying his will just as we do. How ironic this is, that asleep in the bottom of the ship, Jonah is in imminent danger, but afflicted in the belly of the fish, Jonah is perfectly safe. How can we explain this? Because in the ship, he was fleeing God's will, whereas in the fish, he is returning to his will. I want to conclude with a question. Even in the belly of the fish, Jonah did return. But how about us? No matter where we are, no matter what we are experiencing, let us not delay to approach him. Because the safest place for the child of God is always to be in the center of his will. Three of four revelations which Jonah's prayer signifies. God still listens, God still reigns, and God still delivers. Amen.